Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop to intentionally reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, it would come into your life, that it would take root, and that it would bear much fruit as you think and reflect upon God's word and how it applies to your walk daily with Jesus. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world. Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading that's appointed for this day comes from the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. It records, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus? And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look towards the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcass, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down, and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants, I give you this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates." The word of the Lord. Our lesson today with Abram, who will later be renamed Abram, is God continuing to promise to Abram the promise that he made to him a couple chapters prior, right? God came to Abram and said, you know, leave your place and follow me and I will give you this land. That God chose Abram to be the father of God's people and said, here, I will give you many descendants. I will give you land and I will make your name a blessing to all people. Now, part of it is we have to think about why God chose Abram or Abraham. Some people say, well, it was because of Abraham's faith or his righteousness. But he didn't really do everything correctly. He didn't always completely and utterly trust God. This passage is an example of that. But why did God choose Abram? I think it's as simple as this. God chose Abram because God chose Abram. That's grace. We don't earn or work for it. We don't do something that makes us worthy. Grace is a gift. And God makes this covenant with Abram because of his grace, because it's a gift to say, here, I will make you the father of many nations. We know Abram didn't always have that strong faith because here he doubts God. God had made this promise, and Abram comes to him again. And really what he's saying is, okay, God, you said this was going to happen. I'm not getting any younger. When is this going to be? Part of the reason I think that, at least in my brain, that we have God choosing Abram and Sarai is because of their age. You would think if you were going to start and say, here are going to be my people, you would start with a young couple, right, who's ready in their prime age to be able to have many descendants. Abram and Sarah are way past childbirthing age. They don't have any descendants. And Abram's wondering, wait a minute, you made this promise, God, that I would be the father of the nations. I would have many descendants. And yet, my heir is Eleazar of Damascus, a servant. How can this be? Abram wonders. But God doubles down. God doesn't say, oh, yep, you're right. You know, it's not going to happen. He doubles down and he takes Abram to look at the night sky. And for some of us, this may be difficult. Some of us that may live in town where you have the light pollution. But I have to imagine the stars, the great magnitude of stars that night. And Abram looked, and God even says, well, look at the stars. These will be as many descendants as you will have. Can you actually count them? You know, saying it's going to be more than you can ever imagine. And then God does something really strange. And at least to our ears, this probably goes, we're going, what? Wait a minute, what's going on here? God tells him to get these animals, right? Bring a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. The birds, they don't divide. The other animals, it says, they cut them in half. Think about it. Wait a minute. What's going on here? What is going on is this is the way you would make a covenant. In many ways, what you would do is you would take an animal and you'd sacrifice it. You'd cut it in half and put, you know, one side on each side. And then the person making the covenant would walk between them. And here God says, do this. Offer these sacrifices. The heifer, the female goat, the ram, right? These are all cut in half and lied out. And it's not Abram that walks through them. But it's God who walks through it, right? Abram sees in that vision the fire, the smoking fire pot and a flaming torch, and they pass through these animals cut in half. You're going, what? The understanding is they would make this covenant, they would divide the animals in half, and part of it is as you walk through them to say, here is my word is good. And what you're saying is, if I don't fulfill my promise, may what happened to these animals happen to me. Did you catch that? If I don't fulfill my promise, if I don't keep my word, if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, then what I'm saying is, may what happened to me happen to these animals. May I be cut in half. And notice who does the promising. It's not Abram. Abram doesn't also walk through, but it's God. God who makes this one-sided covenant to say, here's what I'm going to do for you, Abram. And part of it is, well, Abram trusts. Abram has difficulty. He's already coming back to God going, wait a minute, what is this? When's this going to happen? And we know if we move this story forward, he still doesn't have an heir. It doesn't happen as quickly as what Abram wants. And so he does this whole thing where they go, oh, okay, maybe it's going to be through through a servant, right? So Sarah's maidservant, Hagar, sleeps with Abram, and they have a son, Ishmael, and they think, oh, this is going to be it. But God goes, no. God's got something in store. God says, here's my promise. My word is true. He made that promise to Abram and fulfilled it through Isaac, and then continuing on and the fulfillment of Abram being a blessing to all people gets its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus coming into the world, where Jesus gives his only son so that we may also have that hope of the resurrection, new life, forgiveness, grace and mercy and love extended to us. As we hear this passage, it reminds us of the covenant, the promise God made to say, I am your God and you are my people. May we continually walk in the hope and promise of this covenant that God has made, and to see how God is faithful and fulfills his word always. At times we may be like Abram, who doubt and wonder, is this going to happen? But God's word is sure and strong and reliable, that it will always come to be. May we remember God's promise and covenant that he made with Abram and with all people, to know that God is the one who will redeem us and will call us to be with him, because he is our God and we are his people. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you are the covenant God who made covenants with your people, with Noah, with Abraham, with David, with all your people, that you promised that you would be our God, that you would watch over us and lead us and guide us. Help us to trust in your covenant, trust in your word, that even when we doubt and have questions, we can know that you are there and you walk with us, you lead us and guide us by the hand all the days of our lives. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.